Doctor you can trust.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching an hour number two of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Then coming up, we'll give you an update on the police state in the UK. What's going on with their cameras that they've got? They've got over 4 million CCTV cameras. But who's watching? We'll talk about that more. But your calls are primary. Fred in the North Pole. Fred, hello. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you doing?
Are you really in the North Pole?
For this discussion, I am.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to tell you how far he's going to go with 18 watts.
Oh, you're talking about the, but it's just to bring our listeners up to speed who might just be tuning in. We had a listener call in at the end of last hour telling us about his new community radio station, which is an 18-watt FM transmitter that he's just now put online and is testing out for the first time tonight. And you've got an experience, I guess, Brett?
Yes. Back during the Kerry Bush election, I ran one of those little stations at the request of... I had basically assembled a really low-powered, I mean, it was like a third of a watt just for myself so that I could hear the Internet while I was at work because I live close to where I work.
Gotcha.
When the word got out what I was doing, all my friends said, gee, could you boost the power a little bit? So we did. And so from about May till November of that year, we ran... basically, we ran Air America when it first launched because all we were hearing up here at the North Pole was what a wonderful fellow Bush was and that Kerry was a no-good lout.
Mm-hmm.
And just for the sake of balance, I thought, well, you know, I have to provide some balance here. So here's what this fellow can expect. First of all, for his 18 watts, that's going to stand out like a sore thumb. He'll get about 7 miles on a typical radio coverage. In other words, like somebody not trying can get his signal for about 7 miles. And in an automobile, I ran 7 watts and we got a distance of like 13 miles.
That's like over just open space, right? You're not talking, if you're in the North Pole, you're not dealing with a lot of buildings or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if there's hills in the way, it's going to affect it.
Right.
But, certainly in Texas is relatively flat, so if there's a hill in the way to stop his signal, it'll stop it. But
and just think, what it would have taken for you to go and go through some sort of legal process in order to put a FCC-licensed station on the air would be just arduous levels of paperwork and bureaucratic hoops that you'd have to jump through. You'd have to pay probably thousands of dollars in application fees, various different FCC fees. I actually went recently to the FCC's website just to try to find out what it costs just to apply for a license. Mm-hmm. And I spent 20 minutes just digging around trying to find some sort of document that actually had the application fees. And I could not find it. I mean, it's just an absolute nightmare trying to deal with their process.
Yeah, you know, my understanding is a licensing fee by itself with no other thing involved, just the fee for the license, is in the realm of $3,000.
Because may be a yearly fee. I'm talking about just the application fee, which can be completely denied. So you send in the application fee, and they could come back and say, sorry, we're not accepting applications right now, but thanks for the money.
Yeah. Okay, just one more thing for him. First of all, as I say, his typical coverage, unless he reduces power, and I kind of suggest maybe he might want to, if he runs 18 watts, he'll get good coverage for 7 miles and probably... He could be heard in a car for about 20.
That's pretty exciting. I think that's great. Really great results. Did you ever have any encounters with the FCC, or did anything negative happen to you during your six-month run there?
No, but it was funny because I'd go around town, and people would be talking about my station, and I wanted to tell them that it was me.
And you couldn't tell them. Oh, that's funny. Very cool. I thank you for the call and the story tonight, Fred, and glad you didn't have any trouble out there. And that's the way things should be. People should be able to put their own radio stations on the air playing news talk or music or whatever it is that they want to put on, as long as they aren't interfering with their neighbors. And yeah, I mean,
as long as you're not stepping on someone's signal, I mean,
right.
if you're causing interference for an existing station that was there before you turned on the power, then that is a problem.
You're clearly in the wrong in a case like that.
Right, but nobody wants to do that. You don't want interference on your station.
No.
And if you're a startup guy, if you're just running 100 watts, 200 watts, something like that, you're not going to win that fight. I mean, you can run something on their signal right next to it, but usually the established station is probably going to have a better signal up. So it doesn't make sense to do it anyway. And that's why the FCC is unnecessary.
Well, it was the original reason why they claimed they were necessary was to make sure that there weren't any clashes of signal on the band. And today, a lot of broadcasters, they lament that the FCC has gotten so large. It has become like any other government program. It has grown far beyond its original intentions. I mean, originally it was intended to simply be frequency allocation, and that was pretty much it, to sort of regulate that aspect of radio. And, of course, it has expanded into content regulation at this point, and it is doing far more than just radio and TV frequency allocation. It's messing with all kinds of communications technology.
Right. They try to get involved even when it's cable, when you're not broadcasting on any frequency. You're coming through lines to people's houses who subscribe to the service. They want to regulate that, and I'm sure they'd like to regulate the internet if they could do it.
And if they could figure out how.
Right. And politically, they don't have a great leg to stand on. I think there would be a lot of people speaking out if they tried to regulate the internet, regulate podcasts, because people would say, well, it's not on the air, it's on the internet. So they might be able to get in some regulations of the internet, but I don't think you'll be able to see something like the FCC swoop in and regulate all the content, at least not in the U.S. and not for a while. And I know in other countries they're doing it. In Australia, they're filtering content.
Yes, they are.
So I guess, you're not immune from it just because you live in a first world country.
No, the filters exist in places like government libraries. The government military has some pretty severe filtering on it. Government schools.
But that's not a government, not property, but government facilities.
Oh, yeah, I understand
that. You could do that in your own home, too.
Sure you could. But I'm just pointing out that they have the filters already. They have a set list of websites. Free Talk Live, from what I understand, is in many cases banned for, terroristic threats or something like that. Liberty activism. I'm not sure what the category is, but we've been banned from a lot of those filter lists. So it's just a matter of taking that and expanding it out and mandating that all the internet service providers add those filters to their, to their back end or whatever the technology terms are. So it's totally possible, and it's just a matter of it seems to be just a matter of time, doesn't it?
It does.
You'd like to think they wouldn't get away with it, and I'm sure that the crackers and the hackers out there would have their tunnels and they'd be able to get out from underneath it, but for the most part, for most people, they'd be crippled. Most people wouldn't be able to visit the websites that they were intending to visit because of that, and I think that's awful. So
yeah, hopefully we'll be able to avoid it. I think that we might reach a point in a lot of countries in the U.S. and the U.K. where the government is just trying to keep itself around as opposed to fiddling with new things.
Because of the financial situation?
Because of the financial situation, and I think we're going to see other things resulting from that. Unfortunately, I think you're going to see a lot of people out of a job and some people out of a home, and then people get restless and governments crack down. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen, but I think that over the next few years, things are going to get a whole lot worse, but they could get a whole lot better.
So how do you feel about the Fed cutting the interest rates today to the lowest, I believe the lowest point in history?
For the U.S. Federal Reserve, it is. I guess for those who don't know, the Federal Reserve cut the main U.S. interest rate to what Bloomberg is quoting as a target range of between 0 and 0.25%.
Hmm.
So I think the Fed essentially is cutting to zero here. They didn't want to announce to the world that we're cutting to zero because everybody freaks out then, as they should. I mean,
Can they cut to the negative? Can they cut to the negative one?
I think Japan actually did something like that. And I never understood how a negative interest rate worked.
I don't really understand how the regular one does.
I think I know that it's the cost of borrowing money.
Right, to the banks, to the big banks.
Right, but I think they almost gave some of the big banks in Japan, like, a bond if they lent the money or if they helped. I forget, but if somebody knows about the financial crisis they had in Japan and what they did, I know they went to zero.
But they're desperate. I mean, this is the end of the line, right?
Basically, they can inject more money. printing money is all they can
do. They'll
do
that, sure. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. We'll give you an update on the UK police state in moments.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA Key Finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over and see what that's all about at wiki, W-I-K-I, www.freetalklive.com and join us for the Liberty Forum. It's coming up in early March, the 5th through the 3rd, here in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's going to be at the Crown Plaza Hotel. We attended last year, the year before that as well. A lot of fun. You're around hundreds of like-minded people, people that get liberty. Many of them already living here in New Hampshire. A number of them are considering a move, and some of them visiting and checking out the state for the first time. It's a great opportunity to network with, again, some liberty-loving folks, as well as meet some big names in the movement. People like Glenn Jacobs from the WWE. You might know him as Kane. Dr. Mary Ruart, the author of Healing Our World. Richard Heller from the Heller vs. DC Gun Decision. Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, and more. More speakers are to be announced, and the early bird discount is going to go away, I believe, the end of the week. So you should probably go ahead and get registered now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That is, if you want to save some money. And if you want to save a little more, you can use our discount code, save 10%. 2009FTL is the code. That's 2009FTL. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. You'll have lots of networking, socializing opportunities, after-hours parties. It's a lot of fun, and we look forward to seeing you at the Liberty Forum. freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and to get signed up. As we continue with your phone calls across the pond to the UK, Ziggy is on the line.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Ziggy.
While Nick's there, I just want to say good show, Free Minds Radio.
Indeed. Oh, thanks.
Especially as you use one of your musical inserts is Stiff Little Fingers' version of Johnny Was.
The only reason I put that in there, as much as I like the song, was to see if anyone would ever pick up on the reference. So.
There you go. You got one.
Well, I've seen him live several times.
Anyway, yeah, you're lucky over there, but go on.
Anyways, I've got a question for you,
sure.
Ian. If a pre-op transsexual phoned up your show, would they be counted as a lady?
A pre-op transsexual, is that somebody who has not yet, who was born a man and who has not yet changed to a female in their body parts, but believes in their mind that they are essentially naturally a female?
Yeah.
You know, that's a darn good question, Ziggy. I don't have a real answer for you on that one. I have a feeling if Mark was here, he would say no, they should not be allowed on, because we actually had somebody send us a picture. A transsexual, or I guess a pre-op transsexual, was sending us a photo for the shrine, and I suggested that they should have been allowed. I believe I defended the shrine, and Mark was saying it should not have been allowed, and we ended up disallowing it. So I think we're only going with naturally born.
Well, the reason I ask you that is because I think I should just make you aware that this goes to the essence of property right, that one owns their own body. For a transsexual to do whatever with their body, they have to actually ask permission from two psychiatrists, or they have to persuade two psychiatrists that, that they're deserving of the operation, even if they finance the operation themselves. Now, although I think the UK and US governments have this as law, it actually stemmed from what were called standards and care for transsexuals, which were brought about by psychiatrists themselves, proving that psychiatry is an industry of its own. And of course, government has implemented these into law. I just find it very bizarre that a person has to ask permission to do whatever with their body.
I agree with you. I think that it's your body. If you want to lob off your penis, you're certainly welcome to, to make that choice for yourself.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I have to explain. My best friend, Shovel, is a transsexual.
Shovel?
Well, that's my nickname for them. I'm not going to tell you their real name.
Okay.
Basically, they had to go for the whole rigmarole.
Now, I could understand if it was coming from the doctor. I mean, for instance, when I went in to get my vasectomy at age 23, I went in and they wanted to really make sure that I was of sound mind. They wanted to make sure that I was making this decision after I'd thought about it and really given it some attention and rolled it over in my mind. They didn't want me to just jump to conclusions about making a decision like that. So if it was coming from the doctor or the doctor was requiring you to really make sure that you intend to do this, I could understand that, because they don't want to go and just hastily do an operation for somebody
But the problem problem I'm saying is that what the psychiatrists have done is they've lobbied government to implement this into law.
I see where you're coming from. I think that's bad.
The fact is what really pisses me off is that psychiatrists like to play, you know, there's that old saying, psychiatrists like to play God. Basically, no, they need to feed themselves. So basically...
Yeah, it's guaranteed business.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, not that there's this huge run on people trying to go get transsexual operations.
No, but it's not just with that. It's also Medicaid. Haven't you noticed over the last 20 years, there's far more mental disorders than there were 20 years ago?
Sure.
And they're diagnosing children at a rate that they never did before. Now children are being diagnosed with disorders that psychiatrists, there's not even really a consensus that children have these disorders.
But they're
real. Like bipolar disorder. But
or
now,
ADD.
Well, are they real? I mean, a lot of the diagnoses are probably incorrect.
Well, the worst of the lot is personality disorder. Someone's personality is disordered. No, every personality is different. Some are more different than others.
Yeah. Absolutely. Just because your personality doesn't jibe with what the governmental entities are expecting doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It's variety that's the spice of life. I mean, if everybody was the same, if everybody acted exactly the same, then life would be boring.
I have to say that this is actually a serious point for you, Ian. I mean, I know somebody here who is an anarchist, but of the left-wing variety. And they were diagnosed with somewhat anti-authoritarian personality disorder.
That's a disorder, huh?
Well, something like that. Yeah, it's something like defiant personality. You know, there's tons of them.
Yeah.
And what my fear is that basically that people who don't understand you, who just think that you act like maybe a stroppy teenager, in their mind, will suddenly say, there's something wrong with this guy.
Absolutely. I saw today, for instance, and Ziggy, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Saw today that one of our listeners shot me an email to let me know that the video of my arrest in court, in Keene District Court, for the contempt of court charges, the video apparently hit the front page of a website called Reddit.com, and apparently that's one of the more popular social bookmarking kind of dig-style websites. And sure enough, it was there on the front page. It had something like several hundred comments already. The video is now the number one most viewed video on the Free Keene channel on YouTube, with over 40,000 views at this point. And of course, a lot of the response from people was very negative toward me. You know, the idea that, oh, how dare I disrespect that judge and disrespect the law and disrespect the court. This attitude of indignance, at me. And It's just so sad to watch people doing that. You know, they're trained. They're trained to believe that the court is real, and it's not just some ludicrous authoritarian fantasy, that there's actually some justice being dispensed there, and it's sad. It really is.
It is. But that's what people are taught to believe from a very young age, so it's not a surprise that they do believe it.
We continue with your calls about what you want. Since we're talking about the UK, we'll give you a UK police state update here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food. packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, totally free. They include the updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And if you love liberty, then check out Bureaucrash Social. It's the place for you to connect with freedom fighters from around the world. At Bureaucrash Social, you can share your ideas, obtain resources, and document your activism, as well as find awesome videos and pictures uploaded by other crashers. Go to bureaucrash.com to learn more. And get interactive over there, bureaucrash.com. So we go to the story from the Daily Mail in the UK. Once, Britain was the most watched nation in the world with more than 4 million CCTV cameras monitoring our every move. But now, in these difficult economic times, it seems that Big Brother isn't actually watching. In fact, no one is. You know, this story actually dovetails in with what you were suggesting earlier, Nick, and that is that eventually, in the near future, the government might just be trying to keep itself together, simply because of the economic situation is just getting so bad, it's going to hit them too. And so this is some example, at least a small example, of how it is that they don't even have the manpower to operate the police state that they're building.
Right, yeah. I mean, if they can't squeeze more money out of the people, what can they do? They can't print money forever without essentially destroying themselves and
That's
getting
true.
Ousted. So
they don't want to have that happen. They want their power.
Right. So maybe they figure, well, if we scale back now, maybe we can hold on to this for a while longer.
As cash-strapped police forces and councils around the UK are forced to tighten their belts in the recession, CCTV cameras around town centers are being left unmanned as they can't afford to pay anyone to watch out for crime as it happens. Instead, entire networks of surveillance cameras are being effectively put on autopilot, with police reviewing tapes only after a reported incident. While in some areas, members of the public and police community support officers are still being drafted in fill the, the police community support officers are being drafted in fill the breach. Now, critics have called for a review of the future of CCTV surveillance, which has cost taxpayers £500 million over the last decade, saying there's little point in having the cameras if no one's watching. Well, are they going to take the cameras down now that they've spent all the money to put them up? Worcester City Council is the latest to announce plans to cut CCTV operatives monitoring the town's 63 cameras in a bid to plug a £4.3 million hole in its budget. Council leaders claim that paying staff to carry out surveillance, which costs the council £140,000 a year, is a burden it can no longer afford. I mean, after all, what's the return on investment here? What are they getting as far as catching crooks?
Well, from what I've heard, the cameras weren't very effective in lowering crime rates.
No,
so one could argue that there's essentially no return on the investment. And as much as it sounds ludicrous to shut down something that, you know, just take the cameras down, that we spent all this money on them, well, it's going to cost money to keep them up and running, keep repairing
them. That's true. The power that for the system, the recording system, whatever computers are behind the scenes functioning, yeah, that's, it costs money.
Why not just shut off the juice, or as the cameras malfunction, just not repair the ones that have gone down until essentially there aren't any left?
The move has angered police, who say it will be more difficult to detect and convict criminals without the support of the CCTV operators. Chief Superintendent Reynolds, South Worcester's head of policing, said, "It's like having an automatic car without a driver. The dynamic element of the system is crucial. If a club reports trouble, the camera operators can point their camera at the venue. This could be a very important part of the evidence-gathering process. You could have the cameras on a roaming setting, but it becomes haphazard on what it records. If an incident occurs and the camera happens not to be trained on that place at that time, it becomes useless in terms of that incident." Last month it emerged that the Cotswold District Council had failed to allocate a new contract to monitor its CCTV system, and police community support officers have now been drafted in to fill the breach on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. But at all other times, the cameras have been on automatic, with police reviewing tapes only after reported incidents. So apparently now they're advertising for unpaid civilian volunteers to monitor the CCTV footage. They're trying anything they can to keep their police state in action here.
If they can't fill it with volunteers, I doubt they're going to be able to fill it with anybody. I mean, they're not going to draft people to watch the cameras.
Oh, well, maybe they will. I mean, after all, isn't that what they're talking about doing here in America? The National Service Program that Obama has... he's talking about creating some sort of government program that is a civilian national service program that'll be the size of the military. So
that costs money, too, though. And it's not going to be free. I mean, even if you're essentially paying people nothing, if you're going to force them to work for it, you have to house them, feed them. I mean, military personnel don't make a whole lot of money if you're an enlisted personnel, but you do get all kinds of benefits. The government tends to give its employees free medical care, you know, not very good, but they give you all kinds of services because it's paid for by the taxpayer. If you're going to have an agency, I think Obama was calling for something as big or as powerful as the military. We can't afford that. The military is about half the government budget already. We can't increase the government budget by another 50%.
Well, they're not going to do it in one fell swoop. They're probably going to start small.
Right. They'll probably start offering people money for college to do things like AmeriCorps and other existing programs, the Peace Corps. And then they'll try to build up those programs and start a new command of some kind. But I think there are limits to what they can do right now.
I think you're right about that. And in fact, surveillance expert Professor Nigel Gilbert, who last year produced a report for the Academy of Engineers calling for a halt to CCTV cameras until their need was proven, said today the situation had become farcical. He said the evidence suggests surveillance cameras are completely useless as a way of reducing crime. Their only use is as a way of collecting evidence that a crime has been committed. It doesn't stop it from happening in the first place. He says the public has been misled into believing it's a silver bullet for crime reduction, and in actuality, it is not.
That doesn't mean they'll reverse course, though.
That doesn't mean who? The government?
The government in the UK. I mean, they confiscated firearms, and that didn't result in lower gun violence rates. It actually, higher gun violence rates followed that. So clearly that program didn't work, but you don't see them rushing to allow people to own handguns in the UK again.
That's true.
I mean, once the government has seized power, it is the power that they want. And a lot of people don't realize that. There are a lot of people out there who don't like government, but they give it the benefit of the doubt and think that it's just well-intentioned but people who are making mistakes with things like a surveillance state. But that's not what it is. It's people who want a surveillance state.
People
they want
in search
that,
of power.
Right. They want that kind of control. It's not just that they think it'll reduce crime. In fact, they might not actually believe it'll reduce crime at all, but it gives them more control over the population. And that is ultimately what the political class, at least at the higher levels, is after.
That's what it seems to be. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, from my experience, I thought it was money and power, and I think it's primarily power. It is money, but I think you're right that it's primarily power because, I mean, I'll give you an example. The couch situation, as you know, the last that we'd heard was that they were demanding a $120 fine from me, even though I spent three days in jail. They still wanted money. And so that made me think, well, this has got to be about money. Well, I'll give them one last chance to prove it's not about the money. And so what I did was I made an offer to them that because there was another choice. I could give $120 to the court, or I could go and volunteer for 10 hours at some sort of community service program. So or a nonprofit, and that counts as community service, and that they would wipe the debt away at that point. And so what I said was, well, I don't really want to spend the time to go and do the community service hours. So how about I offer to give double the amount of the money to some sort of community organization, like there's a food bank here in Keene. And so I went to the court and I said, you know, here's my offer. I offer to give double the amount to the food bank in lieu of payment to you guys. And so to kind of put them on the spot and to give them the opportunity to show how either greedy they are or to show if they were going to be feeling charitable as I was feeling charitable. And indeed, they actually decided, it took them like 10 days, their maximum time to make the decision, but they did say, yes, you could give the money to the community kitchen. So in that case, it wasn't about the money, but it was about the obedience. It was about getting me to do what they wanted me to do and to behave in their court, and it wasn't necessarily about the cash. So I think you're right. I think it's primarily about obedience to their so-called authority.
They like to control people.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231. Frank in New York coming up. Your calls as well about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free. So enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. If you'd like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, get your shopping done at amazon.freetalklive.com. You need stuff for your life. It's the holiday shopping season, so you're probably buying things for others. Why not do it from the comfort of your home, your office, wherever it is your internet connection is? Get it done easily at amazon.freetalklive.com. You'll get the brands that you trust at great prices, free Super Saver shipping in many cases, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage if you enter through that link. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. And go to Frank in New York. Frank, you are on Free Talk Live.
Ah, good evening.
Hey, Frank. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to commend that journalist for throwing his shoes at Bush. I thought it was really, if all America had done that, maybe there would have been a change in the foreign policy. But I feel very bad. I feel very sad tonight finding out that the person, the reporter, was tortured in Iraqi, police protection or control. His ribs were broken. His legs were broken. But on an up note, one of the Saudi Arabian princes of the royal family wants to spend £6.3 million to buy the shoes that he threw.
That's amazing.
And I thought it was a very tame gesture after what Bush had done to that nation. Not only had he raped Iraq, he violated its territorial sovereignty. He killed approximately 1.2 million innocent Iraqis, and we found out, as I knew before he attacked Iraq, that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction. So in a sense, I thought that was very tame of
sure, if that's the worst
very,
that happens.
A very tame response, and we should commend that journalist who was brave enough to show his feelings and the feelings of the Iraqi people that have been repressed by the current regime that the U.S. installed after the invasion of Iraq.
I think you're right. I think you're right using the term tame. I mean, if that's the worst that happens to George Bush is he gets a few shoes thrown at him, no big deal. No,
absolutely.
I mean,
but on the other hand, I wanted to commend you with your open view regarding sexual equality and gender-based issues. I believe everyone should have the freedom if they want to, go through transsexual operations, become men becoming women, women becoming men. I think it's really a personal issue, and everyone should have that right, and it's very libertarian to allow the sovereign individual to make those choices.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you can pay for the operation,
absolutely,
you should be able to chop yourself up however you want.
Absolutely, and I think it's something that we need tolerance, and that's one of the best examples of tolerance.
I'm with you there.
To accept individuals, and they take the existential responsibility to change their life, you know, in the way they see fit. And I think that's really what it's all about.
Yep, I judge individuals based on the decisions, the choices, the choices they make, the things that they say, not their gender or their eye color or their hair color, their melanin in their skin. It's all about what their belief system is and what they're willing to do to me. And if they want me to be free as I want them to be free, then we'll get along really well. Thanks, Frank, for the call tonight.
Okay.
Appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Got a story from New Jersey involving pennies. We've heard about stories like this in the past where somebody will be perhaps upset at the tyranny of the local government people, and they're not quite ready to stop paying them, but they are willing to pay them in a unusual manner, for instance. And it doesn't usually go too well for them. This is from Nutley, New Jersey. CBS News reporting that a Nutley man is putting his 2 cents in about what he calls a lot of nonsense over a traffic ticket. They spell that N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. He has been trying to pay his fine in pennies, but the town is demanding that he change his way of paying. It's very easy to count. It goes in tens. I mean, there's 5 rows of tens, said Frank Gilberti. He showed 112 rolls of pennies to CBS station WCBS in New York City. He said he thought he could use the coins to pay a traffic fine at the Bloomfield Municipal Court. So I went to the bank, got $56 worth of rolled pennies, and went down to the courthouse, and they refused to take it.
Rolled? They refused to take rolled pennies?
Apparently. I mean, who knows, Nick? He might have shorted them a penny in each roll. We can't have that now, can we? According to this, they told me to bring in cash. I was under the assumption that this was cash. Nonsense? Not really. Pennies are legal tender, according to the story. In fact, at the courthouse, WCBS-TV found a sign saying that cash is accepted. That's why the Nutley resident said he fought back, calling the court and convincing workers there to take his pennies. However, the 22-year-old said there was a condition. Remember, this is all about control. They'll take the pennies, but he has to write his driver's license number on each and every single roll. So instead of just being able to go down and get rolls of pennies, take them in and pay the fine, now he's going to have to spend all of that time, 112 rolls of pennies, all of that time to write out his driver's license number on each one if he wants them to take them from
him. Well, I guess to some extent it boils down to, are you willing to take up that much of the bureaucrat's time? Are you willing to trade them one-on-one? Because I don't know if they'll actually open the rolls and check to see if there's 50 pennies in each one. My guess is probably not. But to me, it would still be worth it.
To spend all the time writing the driver's license number?
Yep.
You know, I wonder,
I think I might buy a stamp of some kind.
Well, what would happen if you wrote the wrong number on there? This can't be in the actual law, right? They're just making this crap up.
Right.
So they just want to control him. This is what they do. They want to come up with something, some sort of hoop for him to jump through in order to allow him to give them the payment in pennies. So if you wrote down a different number, then they'd have to check it against your real number to make sure it was the real number. So I don't know if they require that you show them your license when you hand over the penny so they can do that, but that would take more of their time if they actually looked at all 112 rolls to make sure that the number was the same on all 112 rolls as it was on your driver's license. So that could be something that could really suck up their time.
Would it be illegal to draw, say, a dirty picture next to your driver's license number?
It's possible. I mean, they could. I don't know if it's illegal, but it might be something that they would.
My roll of pennies.
They might refuse to accept it.
That happened to have doodled.
You're not allowed to doodle on the rolls. You're only allowed to write the driver's license number, apparently. There's more to the story. He says, I simply asked them if I would have to do this if I were handing in a $56 in bills. Would I have to write my driver's license number on each bill? And they had no response, said Gilberti. And even more shocking, he said, then I found out there was a warrant for my arrest. The funeral home employee paid a $90 bail fee in order to stay out of jail. WCBS went by to get a comment from the court, but as soon as reporters got there, they were told, turn the camera off. It's injustice, said Gilberti. This is U.S. currency accepted all over the country, but apparently not in Bloomfield, New Jersey. Gilberti's got a court date Tuesday morning, and he plans on taking all of these pennies with him all 112 rolls. WCBS also contacted the court system in Trenton, but no one there would comment either.
How much time do you think the court has spent on this?
You mean dealing with his phone calls and,
yeah,
and
the
his
reporter's
visits?
Phone calls and...
Hard to say, in an hour or two, maybe?
It seems to me they're spending an awful lot of time on it for essentially, what was it, 50,
56 bucks.
$56.
Right.
It is a way to get back at them. I think he's already won in a sense. Like, he has already caused the court more grief than it's probably worth it, that $56. I think to their mind and to his mind, they would have preferred that this guy not gotten the ticket and that somebody else who would have just written a check had been the one to get the ticket.
Well,
and to some extent, I think that's what you have to go by. Like, yeah, it's very hard to get out of paying the money because they're going to get their money out of you one way or the other. They'll throw you in jail. But what you can do is cause him a lot of grief. So I give this guy credit for at least making them work for the money. Granted, he has to use his time to do it too, but
right.
But to some extent, I think he probably enjoys getting back at them.
I think so too, and I hope it goes well for him. Obviously, he was in court this morning, so perhaps we can look and see if there's a follow-up story, but we'll let you know if we discover that. I think it's an interesting approach. I love the idea of giving the bureaucrats something a little different than what they're used to getting. I mean, most people pay things with checks or with just regular bills, cash, greenbacks. And I think changing that up can be interesting. We had one listener who at one time was given a fine, and he actually put the $50, the $20, and the $10 bill was an $80 fine or something. He put it all in epoxy. So he just kind of epoxied it up, and he created this plaque, basically,
okay,
of money
I'll play devil's advocate for a second. I mean, if you walked into a business and tried to pay,
yeah,
even though it's legal tender, like with the epoxy case, I think there is a point at which you make it so difficult for them to get the money. Like, either you're paying or you're not, right? So at some point, you're making it so difficult for them to actually receive the payment that they could argue that you haven't made a legitimate payment.
I don't know what happened to that guy. I mean, we never heard. I don't know if we heard from him after the fact.
To my mind, giving them coins is legitimate. I mean, that's money. That's legal tender by their own rules.
I wonder how they would like it if somebody went and paid their property tax bill in pennies. That would be pretty
intense.
I'd
like to see somebody deal with a really big bill like
that. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Greedy Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmonds. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Wake up!